So first, I really have to apologize about last week, but that was a technicality because the Thursday beforehand there was snow, so there was no vaat. So I really planned to say that Thursday that there won't be a vaat next week, but that wasn't happening. So why so as you came? So you were a little bit breukes on me. So in order that you should really breukes on me, that then I will take the freedom that today perhaps the vaat will be slightly longer. Then you can really be enraged of me. Okay? So because there is one thing which I have to say that to the English speaking public too, this is very much negia to the time we are in. And Mimela, that will be like a second part. It won't be the ikar. There will be two things which are main. But first, let's begin with what we will speak next week too. The common denominator, when you want to say that, of the vaadim we had from the beginning of this month was that when we are working, Avodas Hashem, we are basically dealing with a dimension which is above us. Was that the Mesirus Nefesh? Was that the Ra? But that all the different kind of things which are included in that, that there is a dimension which is above us. This dimension which is above us, that is the thing which I want to be misboinen now. Because this is, according to my opinion, that's the backbone of Emunah. The backbone of Emunah is that the person had to deal with something which is above his own dimensions. Let's see. We will learn together the Oches Chaim Lehorosh. The Oches Chaim Lehorosh, it's printed in the Sidurim. It is according to the days of the week. So it's the last piece in the first day. There he speaks about Emunah. And now the Achronim, which there are a few of them, the Alter von Kelm, which they say pshat in the Oches Chaim, they say a pshat which is different than what we learn today. But that's mutar, because you may learn a sefer, and that's a sefer we'll learn, and we'll see that I think it's very obvious to what he says, but it's a little bit difficult to read. But after we read that together, you'll see that that's lechera what the Rosh says. And then comes out a major chidush in our work in Emunah. Okay, so first let's read the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Livdeach b'Hashem b'chol levavcha." You have to have bitochen with all of your heart. Ulahamin b'ashkochos ha'protis. You have to believe in ashkoche protis. Ubezet tekayim b'levavcha ayichud ha'sholem. And that's the way you are keeping up the yichud sholem in your heart. Unclear. Yeah? What do you have to be ma'amin? He says, la'amin, you have to believe, la'amin boy, ki einov meshoitetus b'chol oretz, that his eyes are like, meshoitet means that they are looking for something. Lo shut b'oretz, I was about to spy, and you look, you know, want to look for something, einov meshoitetus b'chol oretz, and his eyes are on all the ways of the person, and he's checking up on him everything. And then he says, when you don't believe in Asher Hoitzesich Omeretz Mitzrayim, that will lead to that Av Be'onoich Hashem Elokecha Einam Ma'amin. Also, in Onoich Hashem Elokecha is not Ma'amin. So when you don't believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you also don't believe in Noich Hashem Elokecha. Ve'ein ze yichud sholem. And that won't be a yichud sholem. Ki zei zgulas Yisrael al kol ha'amim. That is the special thing about the Klal Yisrael. Ve'ze yaseit kol ha'tere kule. Very nice. Sounds like Turkish, you know? Weiß nicht, wie du kriegst zu lehnen das, ja? How to read that. So now, the Alter says, that the Stiegel over here speaks about Ashkocha Protis, which that he says, Beferush, Lahamin Bashkochos Protis. And he says that Onoichi Hashem, the way he says Onoichi means the reality of the Metzius of the Bura Olam, and Asher Yitzchicho Meretz Mitzrayim means Hashkoche Protis. That's what the Alter says. And now I try to be choylik on that. Okay? I know the Alter says it. He's not explaining why. He says, Tzorich Biur Godel, the whole thing. But that's what he says, for sure. Anoichi means Metzius for the Bura Olam, and Asher Yitzchicho Meretz Mitzrayim means Hashkoche Protis. So I don't think like this. No. I think there's something else going on entirely over here. The Hashkoche Protis goes on. Let's see. First, he says, Lifter b'Hashem b'chol levovcha. That's the first step, he says. Bitochen in the Bura Olam means that I am living with his cheshbonos. I am living with that. That's what bitochen means. This is a distortion by us that we think bitochen means that I am living my life in a very extensive way, but I do not have the means to cover the expenses, so I have bitochen that what I want to live my life, I will have the means to cover the expenses because I'm b'teir b'Hashem. So that's crooked. That's wrong. The Chasanish already says, that's wrong. This is wrong. I think there's no machloikus on that. That is for sure wrong. Because bitochen is not about that. Bitochen is that you are living the way of the Bura Olam. You are living what the Bura Olam wants, that's good for you. And you're not afraid, and you're happy with that, what the Bura Olam will decide that will be, and that's okay. That means it's something which is above you, above your personal cheshbon, and that's what everyone says, all the Sforim say, that when you have bitochen really, you can reach or get something which according to Schar Voynich you don't deserve. You can like jump above your own level. That everyone says that in Bitochen. So Bitochen is not a question that deals with your reality 100%. The Bitochen means that I am living with the reality of the Bura Olam, which is definitely above my reality. That's one thing. Now the second he says, Ulahamin Bashkochos HaProtis. So Hashkoche Protis, that's something which is very much connected to my own realm. Yeah? The Bura Olam is not only above me with his cheshbonos and his mahalchim, the Bura Olam is very much connected to me in what I do, and he will react accordingly. That's what Hashkoche Protis means. Yeah? That means that's something which is very much understandable, and it's in my own realm. The Bura Olam sits there too. So now there's a two different ways of interacting with the Bria. The one is an expression of bitochen, and the other one is a memune in Hashkoche Protis. So the two different realms. And you have to put them together. And that's what he says. When you have these two things together, then you have a Yichud Sholem within your heart. Because you're able to put together the Mahalach from the Bura Olam, this being embedded in something which is way bigger than you, together with that, that the Bura Olam is really interested in every single action of you. Yeah? And that goes together, that's called Yichud Sholem. Now let's see further. What you have to be ma'amin, ulaham lahamin boy, ki ein of meshoyte tois b'chol oretz. You have to be ma'amin, that his eyes are spying all over, are like looking for something all over. That means the Bura Olam looks in the Bria whether he has someone that his plans should work out with him. That's called Ein of Meshoyte Tois B'chol Oretz. You can't say in Hebrew when you check up on something, I was Meshoyte in this whole reality. You were Beidik the reality. Yeah? When you make a test on your blood, a blood test, and then you say, the laboratory was meshoited in my blood, you know, then you don't use Hebrew in the right way, you know. You don't say that, because they are not meshoited in your blood. They are checking up whether you have something or not. That's what they check up. Yeah? So that's not called checking. Meshoyte doesn't mean he checks up on the Bria. No. Meshoyte means that he looks for something. What does he look for? He looks for someone which will be able to keep up his plans. He has his plans, and now he looks in the Bria. Where is that individual, or where is this group, which my plan will work out with them? That is Einov Meshoyte Deskolos. And now the second one is, Ve'einov Al Kol Darke Ish, U'Boichen Leiv V'Choyke Kloyes. That's like the Ashkocha Protis. His eyes are not only there to look where my plans could work out, his eyes are also on every single action of yours, and he's checking up on everything you do. So I do two things. According to, it's a parallel what we saw beforehand. That is, one is parallel to the bitochen, and the other one is parallel to the hashkocha protis. Yeah? The one is ein of meshoytetus b'chol oretz, and the other one is ein of al kol darkei ish. Yeah? So the two things. And now he says, so according to my opinion, Asher Yetzichom Eretz Mitzrayim does not mean Hashkocha Protis. Yetzichom Mitzrayim was not about Hashkocha Protis. Yetzichom Mitzrayim was exactly about that the Beroilom wanted his plan to work out. That's called Yetzichom Mitzrayim. And the Yetzichom Mitzrayim was something which was ununderstandable. According to Hashkocha Protis, they would have to be left here. That's what the Malachi Ashore said. The Malachi Ashore said, Halolo evdavoy dezora. According to Ashkocha Protis, that's it. We don't need them. And the Malachi Ashore were good. And according to a normal way of bringing down the Geula, Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina that he said, Me'os bosi el paroi, huralom azik. Since I came to paroi, things got worse. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina. So now don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu was in any way small. It says in Nevi Shechaim already that Moshe, without a psik, is bigger than Avrom. Avrom, by the Akedah Yitzchak, was Avrom with a psik tam. And Moshe was without. But Moshe, he was called by the snare, in the beginning, before when he said, Mi'oz bosi el paroi. That means Yetzias Mitzrayim was a mahalach from the Beroilom, which was beyond the comprehension of Moshe Rabbeinu, Heyosoi in the Madrega, which is bigger than Avraham Avinu. Okay? Clear? That what was Yetzias Mitzrayim. As a Reutze Tzichom Eretz Mitzrayim is not about Hashkocha Protis, it's about that there is a plan for the Beroilom, which is above the understanding of the Malachi Ashores, and it's above the understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that is Asher Yetzichom Eretz Mitzrayim. The Beroilom wanted to take us out of Mitzrayim al kol mechir, you know? Because he had his plan with the Klal Yisrael that they have to get Torah and they have to enter Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he was looking in Mitzrayim for all these people which they are ready or they are shayach to the Yetzichom Mitzrayim. 80%, at least 80% were not shayach. So the Beroilom in Mitzrayim, ein of meshoytet es b'chol oretz, and he looks, where are these 20% which they will be able to get out? Yeah? How do I create that Klal Yisrael that they should keep up the emunah? That's called Asher Yetzichom Eretz Mitzrayim. That is the plan of the Beroilom, which is above you, above. And Onoichi Hashem Elokecha is not about the reality of the Beroilom. When it would say, Onoichi Hashem, that's the reality of the Beroilom. But it says, Onoichi Hashem, Elokecha! And we know the Goan, and the Goan says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, everyone knows that. Elokeinu means, Mashkiach Oleinu Befrotus. That's right, the Goan Mefurish. Right? That's the word of the Goan. So when it says, Onoichi Hashem, Elokecha! It means, Hashkocho Protis. That's what it means. Yeah? So, Asher Yetzichom Eretz Mitzrayim is not the kavone on Hashkocha Protis. No. It is the kavone of the plan of the Beroilom, which was ununderstandable, was above their comprehension altogether. They were sitting in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, and they didn't know the happy end with Yisroi, and Mishpotim, Trumo, Tetzaveh. Binyan HaMishkan didn't know that. They thought they are stuck there forever. You know, it was beyond any comprehension how that thing will work out. But they were shayach to a mahalach which is bigger than them. That was the whole point in Mitzrayim. That was the whole point. The whole point being in Mitzrayim, getting out of there, is only that one, that you are de facto shayach to something which is way above your personal dimension, way above. And that's the way you get out. But the Ruch Hashem Elokecho means that the Boreh Olam cares for your ma'aseh. So those are the two things, the way we spoke. But always these two things. Bitochen Hashkoche Protis. Ein of Meshoitetois and Ein of Alkol Darke Ish. And Asher Yitzchich Meret Vitzrayim and Asher Noich Hashem Elokecho. All these two things. The first always is that you are embedded in something which is beyond you. And the second is that there is something happening with your life which is very much understandable. As much as understandable. It's very much understandable. You can't comprehend that the Boreh Olam is dealing with you according to what you do. That's what Reich Hashem Elokecho. And now it says, Rein Zeichut Sholem, Kiseu Sgulas Yisrael Al Kol Amim. That is the Sgulas Yisrael Al Kol Amim. That they are able to keep up these two things at once. They can keep up. Because there are a lot of goyim around, which they have great ideas, which they have unbelievable lofty thoughts, you know, but that this protim, they should function. No, that's not the geya. It's only the lofty thoughts which are important. Or there are people which they say, no, we are very much into the details of the thing, but what is that? No, that's not for me. I do it in my free time, you know, when I think about something. But that's not Nogea over here. We are now Oisik with something which is very detailed. And the Klal Yisrael is the only one which is able to keep these two things together. That the Boreh Olam is interested in every single detail of your life, together with that he has a big plan where you are a part of it. And that is Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kula. Because Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kula is that your actions are making a difference in the plan of the Boreh Olam. That's a Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Rosh. Yeah? That's the Rosh. It's only reading the Rosh. I think I only read the Rosh over here. And it's only reading the Rosh. But there's a Chidush. And the Chidush is that the first step in Emunah, Oy Bazei, the first, is that you have to believe in something which is above. It's not the way you think. We are turning the Emunah upside down. Because we think Emunah means that I understand very much what's going on. I try to understand what's going on. And you know what? And when I don't understand, I'm not this silly person which, because I don't understand, I throw everything out. It was so understandable and so clear till now. So also the kashas in the end, when they are not understandable, I will stick to the thing and I won't leave it. And I'll be nemon to the Boreh Olam even when I do not understand. That's the way you think Emunah works. Yeah? It's understandable. It's clear. There are things which make sense. And now even if it doesn't make sense, but I don't leave it. It's not like this. It's a forkert. First, bitochen. First, ein of meshoyte des cholorets. First, ashoyte tzichom eretz mitzrayim. It's first. It's the first thing. Or by all the three times, he says that first. That's an unbelievable thing that you begin emunah with bitochen. Bitochen, that's a big madrege. You begin with Emunah, Hashkocha Protis, and then you work out, and you work more, and you work more, and you work that thing, till you reach a Madrego Bitochen. The Rosh says, no, we begin with Bitochen. Lifter Ba'ashem B'chol Bofcho. And there is also Emunah of Hashkocha Protis. But we begin with Bitochen. We begin with Ein of Meshoyte Des B'chol Oretz. We begin with Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't begin with Hashkocha Protis first. Yeah? Okay? So that is the Chiddush of the Rosh. So this is a thing which is very scary, that we don't want to say, we are, it is an intrinsic part of our Avodah, that we are Shayach to a realm which is way above us. Yeah? Now, I want to show you how far that reaches. And that will be the Kesher to the other Sugya, which I will speak over here. How far that reaches. This is a Ramban. A Ramban in Tarshish Tetzaveh, he brings a Eben Ezra on the posuk that the Boreh Olam took us out of Mitzrayim leshochni besoichom. He brings an Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says, Lo yoytseisi oysom eretz Mitzrayim l'rak paravur she'eshkoin shchinosi besoichom. I should bring my Shechina down to them. V'zehu tavtu nesei lo yikrim alo orazeh. V'yofi pirish. Im kein yesh be'inyin soit godl. Ki kefi pshat hadovo, ha-Shechina be'Yisroel tshoyrech heged v'loy tshoyrech govoya. But the truth is that the Shechina is tshoyrech govoya. Or the avoid is tshoyrech govoya. That's what he says. The soit godl. So what's the Havamina? What is al pip shute? The Shechina is tzeirich hedyet. What does that mean? What does that mean? A Shechina is tzeirich hedyet. What, do you sleep better when there is Shechina in Klal Yisrael? You'll have a better parnosa. Your food is more tasty. That's the tzeirich of Shechina. What does it mean? Shechina is tzeirich hedyet. What does that mean? Yeah? Ma zot omeret? When Shechina is tzeirich? No. Do you know what Shechina tzeirich hedyet means? Shechina tzeirich hedyet means what you think that's the spitz in Avodah. That means Shechina tzeirich hedyet. You think, what means Shechina? Shechina means that we'll have Ruach HaKodesh, and we'll be Am Kodesh, and we'll have Nevuah. That is called tzeirich hedyet. Yeah? It's still in your realm. Huh? That is called tzeirich hedyet. You think that you will work your work and there will be a Beis HaMikdosh and that will be the Tikkun HaOdom and the Godless HaOdom will be Nisgale and everything you thought is only an optical illusion that you thought you are so small. But the Shechina, Ashroz HaShechina will reveal the Godless of the HaOdom and your Godless will show up and that's unbelievable. Yeah, that is Al Pi Pshat. Shechina tzeirich hedyet. But the truth is much more. It's Shechina tzeirich govoya. That means your avoide and your reality is negia to somewhere where you are not existent anymore. Huh? Beyond your reality. Tzeirich govoya. And whenever you say, okay, that means that I reach till there, no, then it's not Tzeirich Govoya, then you are still there, you know? It's Tzeirich Govoya! Huh? Huh? Beyond your reality. Your Aveide has something to do which is beyond your reality. You don't want that. No one wants it. You always want that there should be my own personal reality should be bigger. Yeah? I accept that. Then I read the Nefesh HaChaim and say, oh, the Nefesh HaChaim says that you shouldn't think you are so small. You're reaching till the Olamos Elyonim and then you say names, you know. Unbelievable, you know. I reach till I don't know where. And you feel good about that. That means Tzeirich Hedyet. Shechina is Tzeirich Hedyet. But Tzeirich Govoya means it's a Tzeirich for something which is above you. And above you, all what you think, it's still above, you know. Yeah? It's above your Odom. It's above everything. There is the Tachlis of Kedusha. That's the Tachlis of that. Yeah? So, this is the depth. Perhaps now it's... Okay. I said, perhaps it'll be a little bit longer. Okay? So there is... This is the depth of the Nefesh HaChaim when he says that the source of all the Ra, he says that in Parag Vov, that since Chet Odom Rishon, everything is all turned, twisted, and nothing is clean. And even a Maise Toiv, whom you also go on and say, Yerbuv Yerkdoilo, Maise Kol Maise Odom, Heber Yerbuv Yer, Ishtanus Rabbis, everything is always not clear whether it's good or bad. The Kama Maise Toiv Atzmo, Kimat Bilti Efshal, Roy Voilom, Shit Yekulo Kodosh, Zoch Zako, Nekio Legamro, בלי שום נטיע לאיזה פניה ומחשוב קלו לגרמי. Without anything, any thought about himself. So what does it mean, מחשוב לגרמי? What does it mean? So when you translate that in the uppermost superficial way, you could dream, you would call that egoism. But then you will be really off track, you know? It doesn't mean egoism. It means what we spoke. The שירש of everything that you are not connected to something which is above you. That means the garmei. Legarmei means for his Ruach HaKodesh, also Legarmei. For his Nevuah is also Legarmei, was she? The moment you think it is for my Tikkun, you know, unbelievable, huh? Legarmei, that's for you. As big as you are. You can't be as big as you are, as you want. I will be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzorech Hediyot. I'll be like Avraham Avinu. Tzorech Hediyot. That is the Rambam. It is Tzorech Govoya. You don't want that. No one wants it. You feel that you don't want that. But this is the first step of Emunah. And now that is what I want to tell you. That's the first step in what is Negea over here in the Shivovim to Kedusha. Because Kedusha means that. Kedusha means that you are connected to your Maise is not only what it is, or your activity is not only what it seems to be. Your activity is something which touches a realm above the private sphere of you, above that. For example, Kedusha Zachile. When you have Kedusha Zachile, it means that you don't see in the food only carbohydrates and proteins and fats and all these things. That is, and taste. That is good, that's health food. That's very good. Kedusha Zachile means that you see that over here it's the Chesed Hashem, which He wants my kiyum. He wants me to go further on in order to make His work. That's what you see when you eat this piece of bread. That means you eat the bread in a way of Kedusha. You are seeing that this particular thing is connected to something which is way beyond your personal limitations. So that's what Kedusha means. And that's why the Zman of Avodah for Kedusha is in these weeks of Shevovim. Because in Shevovim, the whole reality of Klal Yisrael was only in as much as they are shayich to a bigger sugya. You were not able to get out of Mitzrayim as an individual. You could be the biggest and most important individual. You would be stuck there. You have to be shayich to the Klal Yisrael, which is beyond you. And in as much as you are shayich to the Klal Yisrael, you can get out. Yeah? But without that, you can't. As an individual, you can't. You have to be shayich to a realm which is above you. Without that, you will not exist. So that's Shevovim. That's Shmoyis, Vayero. Those are the Shaykhs to the Klal Yisrael, the Shaykhs to the Rotsen von der Beroilam, that's Matan Torah, and the Ashroz Ashkina, the way we saw in Terumah Tetzaveh this year, yeah? Which that Shevovim Tat, by Yishna Sibu. But it's all the same thing. It's that you, with your work, and with your own person, you are embedded in something which is way above you. It's not your own thing only. Yeah? And now, that's the reason. Now, when that is, that what Kedusha is. Kedusha is that awareness that whatever I do and whatever I deal with, this is not my own thing. This is connected to something which is way above. Above me. Out of my personal limitation. That's what Kedusha means. Kedusha Zachila, that this is the kesha between Emunah and Kedusha. You are embedded in something which is bigger. Now, it's very simple, I say, that Kedusha in the Shevovim, the Kedusha is Dafke in this Yetzer, which is so prevalent today. Because that Yetzer, there is in the whole world, there is a distortion, which they think that the Yetzer is there for you. And this is a distortion. Now it's so simple that there is Kedusha, the work of Kedusha is just there. Because in that Yetzer, a person is shayach naturally to a realm which is outside of him. Yeah? Is it Hashroz Hashchina beklal Yisrael? Is it Hemshech HaDoiris? Is it that he's married to someone else? But the Tume is that there's no one else there. That's the Tume on Tosh Stinkt Bisen Himmel. That's wrong. That is a distortion in that Koyach itself. You see, the work of Kedusha Klal Yisrael has to do in these weeks is not the way you think. Because you think, what means Kedusha? Kedusha means that. That's what Kedusha means. You are mitzvah v'yofeloi, and there, what more skinny you are, and what more dry you are, what more kodesh you are, that's what you think. And then you think, where is the most challenging place that you have to be really skinny and really difficult to keep yourself like this? Then the Be'oilah has a real stick, and he told you, you have to work on Kedusha there where it is the most difficult. Patch! That's what you get. You don't get for the Be'oilah any patch. The Be'oilah only tells you, you have to see the reality with a naim of Kedusha. That's what you have to see. And then you look at the reality with the naim of Kedusha, then you see that this Koyach is a Koyach which is kol kuloi, naturally, beyond your own limitations. That's what the Koyach is. That means it's a Koyach which is naturally a Koyach of Kedusha. And the world took that Koyach and made it in a Spitztume, only for yourself. And there we suffer from that. We suffer, but that means we. I know that. It's not only when you are in the Bochish Yom that you suffer. You suffer that, you could suffer from that from the moment you are born till they bury you at 98. Chach, reinim kever. And you suffer from that toast till then, you know. Just this is a toast which is going on in the world. It's a distortion. It's not, I make myself clear, it's a distortion of the thing. It's not that we found a place where you have to be really abstinent. You call that, I think, in English too, that's right? You really have to be like this. Yeah? Ah, found a nice place that will make your life miserable. Huh? Gewaldig. Kedusha. Huh? No! It's the most natural place to work. Because that is a koyach, which a person is shayach to someone or something which is beyond him. And the whole tumah is that you don't think like this. You think that this koyach is created, that it should be something which gives you something for yourself. That is spitz tumah. You turn over the whole reality. That we have to, I had to speak that once out, you know. That is the source of kedusha in Klal Yisrael. That your own sugya is not only your own realm. No, you are embedded in something which is much bigger, which that means kedusha. And the most natural way is there. If the most natural place is in that yetzer, which the yetzer then can be maimit other doiris, and is there for someone else, and is there, someone else is in place, and all these things, this all the yetzer is all there, not for yourself, always. Yeah? That's what kedusha means. And we turn that over. And this is terrible. This is a terrible distortion which we are suffering from. I couldn't resist to say that. Yeah? That is a terrible distortion. It's a terrible, sad thing that we are just understanding the whole world in a turned over way, you know? And then the whole thing is really wrong. Everything is wrong. No, it's very natural. Because that's what Kedusha means. So there you see that what I told you, that the first step is that you are shayach to a realm which is definitely above you. This is not only hashkofe. This is not only something lofty which has nothing to do with your own avoide. No. That's something which has to do with your avoide vod ech, you know. But that's the chidush of the Rosh, that the sugi that we are dealing with in the long term in the winter, is the point in the Rosh is that you are beginning with that. It's the beginning point of your Emunah, that there is something going on which is above you. It's not only your realm enhanced by the Beroilom. No. It's something above you. And you are embedded in something above you. So that's what Kedusha means. That's what Emunah means. So I think that's enough for now. Only I wanted to show you that this sugya which we are dealing with in Shevovim is a very natural sugya, it's a very normal sugya, and it really has to do with what we see over here, Asher Yitzchicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Because Yitzchicha Mitzrayim is that we are dealing with something which is above us. That's what Yitzchicha Mitzrayim is. Okay, that's what I wanted to say today, and I apologize again for last time. It simply was 2 weeks, there was snow, so I couldn't say it. So, last time I wasn't here. I was in the aeroplane or somewhere, you know. So I really apologize. I hope you are not too much Bruegges, and I hope you are not too much Bruegges that it was 5 minutes longer than normal. Okay? Atka.